On the Brad Show via Raw Radio, I am your friendly citizen investigative blogger once again, and ooh, it looks like the new engineer guy is taking the controls. Things went too well that first hour. I'm sure we have to have the French guy screw it up. Can't wait. Good luck out there. Let me know if you have any problems. Anyway, did I mention I'm Brad Friedman, and you're listening to The Brad Show coast to coast and around the globe via the IBC Radio Network. You can tune in live at bradshow.com. You can participate in the open thread at bradblog.com. Yeah, I know I'm talking fast. We got a lot to cover. They only give me 4 hours a week. Got to get it all in. Give us a call if you want. You can try your luck. 323-650-1286. David Dixon from Volusia County is going to be with us shortly, as is Larissa Alexandrovna later on in the show. Maxine Waters, Tony Truppiano, Jim Marcinkowski, man alive. More Brad Show than you can shake a stick at. This portion of the Brad Show is made possible in part by our friends at Voters Unite. .org. VotersUnite.org is a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to fair and accurate elections. Imagine that. VotersUnite.org is the home of Mythbreakers, facts about electronic elections. It's a collection of information that is essential to those entrusted with making decisions about election systems in the United States. And we have a feeling there may be a few of you folks listening tonight. Mythbreakers is offered free of charge at www.votersunite.org, or for a small cost, the listener gets a printed and bound copy in the mail. Your donation will allow votersunite.org to continue doing its tremendous work and will help to pay for this advertisement. Also, be sure to get on their terrific daily update list for news and headlines about election reform around the country delivered straight to your email box. This is essential for me and the work that I do at bradblog.com. I can't thank John Gideon enough for the work he's doing over there at votersunite.org. Thank you, John. I appreciate that mailing 7 days a week, if I'm not mistaken. Stop by and please visit our sponsors at votersunite.org and spread the word. All right, David Dixon has been the president of Handicapped Adults of Volusia County for the last 5 years and is dedicated to advocacy for disabled citizens of all ages. Dixon, who has been totally blind since 1993, is involved in such issues as beach access for the disabled, handicap parking, education and enforcement, transportation, assisting disabled with housing, getting accessible ramps built, and other resources to improve their quality of life. Dixon's most recent advocacy role is protection of verifiable voting for all, including the disabled. He works closely with other disabled groups, agencies, and elected officials to address concerns of all disabilities. And this past week, we came across him concerning what's turning out to be a pretty nasty fight going on right now down in Volusia County, Florida, which I covered a little bit of this week at bradblog.com. Concerning touchscreen voting machines and verifiable paper ballots, and several different disabled rights groups who are, well, they're going at it down there. David Dixon, welcome to the Brad Show.
Thank you, Brad. It's good to be able to talk to you this evening.
I'm thrilled to have you here, and I invited a couple of your friends as well to come on the show. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They were not able to come by, or they declined the invitation. I'll explain in a little bit, but give us an idea. What's going on down there in Volusia County? First, do I understand it correctly that Volusia, was Volusia one of the counties that moved to touchscreen after the 2000 election debacle and then found problems with those systems, and now they're looking for something else?
No, the machines that they're using now are working okay. There's no problem with them, but the HAVA, you know, Help America Vote Act of 2002, it goes into effect January the 1st, 2006, and that states in there that the handicapped has to be able to vote in privacy and independently. But what has happened is the only machine at this present second while we're speaking is the Diebold machine that is, well, there's so many problems with it. Just for example, Leon County, which is our state capital, Tallahassee, is in Leon County. Not very recently, they used these new machines to perform a mock election.
Right.
After the election, they went in with the hacker went in at their discretion and completely changed the vote.
Yeah, and I think that was Black Box Voting who was excuse me conducting that experiment.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with the Diebold machines. Amongst them, currently, they do not, at least the ones down in Volusia, put out no paper ballot with each vote. Am I correct on that, sir?
That is correct, Brad. Now, Diebold has stated that in the future they will have a locked box with a paper tally of the vote. But the only problem with that is it's on a cash register roll type of paper,
Yeah. And
it prints out in a barcode. And then after the election, these barcode, this tape is supposed to be able to produce the election. But what happens, you go into a supermarket somewhere and you see on a machine, on a shelf, a item that says, okay, it's a dollar. You take it up the cash register, and on the barcode, it may ring up $1.12. So you have that fallacy there, and it only is going to print out what the machine says, whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah, and that's these thermal tapes that are almost useless, very difficult to count afterwards. And, you know, if you've ever kept a receipt in your pocket, one of these thermal receipts, the type disappears. It's impossible to read. And the point is, I guess, that these barcodes can't be verified when you look at them. And so now what has happened down there is that, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but Volusia County, the Volusia County Council has now twice recommended that the county wait before until a voting machine is available that would include voter-verified paper ballots. But now, because I guess there's a lot of HAVA money out there to be spent, but now they're being sued, Volusia County is being sued by the National Federation for the Blind because of it. Do you want to tell us why they're suing? And I understand they recently lost that suit and this week, and they have filed an emergency appeal. But what is their suit about, as best as you can describe it?
They are claiming, now this is the state chapter of, or the state of Florida, NFB, that is suing the county council, and God bless us, the county council, for having the initiative to stand up to this particular group of people. Now, in your bio of me, you said I'm totally blind, and I am. People ask me, why do you want a paper ballot? You can't see it? And I said, well, I want checks and balances. I want to make sure my vote counts. Now, the NFB has taken it upon themselves to say, okay, we are the ones that want to have the right to vote. And that's fine, but they're forgetting that there are other disabilities, and HAVA itself, the Help America Vote Act, states right in there, as of January the 1st, 2006, all handicaps have the right to vote. So if they purchase these Diebold machines, they will not be legal as of January the 1st, because the only people that can use those are the blind and visually impaired. You take a person that is physically unable to vote. They have, of course, they have the audible tape to listen to, but they cannot manipulate the Diebold machine. And there is another machine that hopefully will be certified by the end of the year that we can use, that it will enable all handicapped. And that's what my organization is all about, all handicapped. We want, according to law, that the Diebold machines as of January the 1st will be outdated. They will not be legal, so why purchase them now?
And that's the, I believe, the AutoMark system that you're talking about, that will, not only is that, as you describe it, accessible to all handicapped folks, but it also produces a usable and countable and voter-verifiable paper ballot. Am I correct on that?
You hit that right on the head, Brad, and that's the main reason for it. We, the NFB wants just for themselves, and I think, and I don't want to have any character assassinations or anything, but I think the NFB has crossed the line. They're just considering themselves. They're not considering all other handicapped, and the person that votes that is not handicapped in any way. We want the verifiable paper ballot.
Well, the argument, and I should mention, we invited Jim Dixon, who is a member of the NFB, the National Federation for the Blind.
By the way, no relation.
In no relation to you, yeah, it's actually spelled differently.
Correct.
But Jim Dixon has been very outspoken on this matter. He has spoken at the Baker-Carter Commission. He goes all around the country and speaks in favor, largely, of Diebold machines. He's with the American Association of Disabled Persons, and I invited him to come on. He declined to come on. I would have liked to have had both of you guys to hear both your points of view. We also invited Kathy Davis, the president of the Florida chapter of the National Federation. She similarly declined to come on, but which is a shame, because I would like to hear their point of view. I mean, what they seem to be arguing is that this is a civil rights issue, that if they can't vote in secret, in other words, if there's a voter verified paper ballot,
right,
then that would have to be, in order to verify it, they would have to have a third party. And I understand the rules are to help the blind, for example, that a poll worker, two poll workers actually, one from each party, comes in to help the voter in that case. Do I understand that correctly?
Right. Now, for the last 12 years, I've been totally blind, and I go to the polling place, and that's right, two people assist me. But they're talking about that they won't have the right or won't be able to do it independently. Well, when anybody walks in to the polling place, you have the polling person there will hand you a pen, and after you show them your photo ID, they will point out the place for you to sign. So they assist me in doing that. Now, any blind person that has any mobility about them at all can take that ballot. Somebody's going to have to show them, and no matter when or where or what time, they're going to have to show them where the machine is. So you walk over there, you insert this piece of your ballot into the machine. You put your headphones on, you take hold of the control box, and you make your ballot. Now, what happens then is you reach up there, and it comes back out in a, you can put it in a privacy sleeve, take it over, and somebody's going to assist you if they don't have it universal all over. Somebody will assist you to go over to the scanner. You insert that into the top of the, or into the front of the scanner, and it goes in. Now, anybody with mobility training can do this, and if it's universal, then there's no problems at all.
So you do not feel that this is a violation of your civil rights? And they also point out that they feel that it's against the law to require a poll worker to come in, or at least to not allow for a secret ballot. So don't they have a point? Isn't this a violation of your civil rights?
None whatsoever. Where in the civil rights does it say that I can vote in private? I'm not a technician as far as the mechanics of the machines or the civil rights bill, but as a matter of fact, the NAACP locally here is behind this with us. And I was talking to a young lady that's on the board of the local NAACP, and she said, my people years ago fought for their civil rights, but now they do not want me to vote and lose my right to vote, or lose the vote that I do. They fought for that, and they want it to count. And the only way it's going to count is with a paper ballot.
We're speaking with David Dixon, the president of the Handicapped Adults of Volusia County, about the brouhaha this week in Volusia County, where the National Federation for the Blind is suing Volusia County. And they lost at least the first motion this week, and they have filed an emergency appeal. one of the reasons I had hoped to have Kathy Davis or Jim Dixon on was to discuss the, get ready, folks, if you haven't heard this, the $1 million contribution that Diebold Inc., gave to the National Federation for the Blind. I was able to ask Jim Dixon about that this week, this $1 million. I would have liked to have asked Kathy Davis. Now, the claim has been made that this $1 million was given to the National Federation for the Blind prior to Diebold's entering into the election voting machine business back when Diebold was working on ATMs only. And by the way, I should mention, because I have to throw this in, ATMs, Diebold makes an ATM machine that is open source code. So when they tell you that they have to keep their voting machine software private because of competition, that's just crap, because they don't have to do it on the ATMs, and I know that's also a competitive field. That said, $1 million was given to the National Federation for the Blind, and it was paid out over a number of years, during which Diebold most definitely was in the election voting machine business. I would have liked to have asked them about that. They bought their a new building. The National Federation bought their new building with this $1 million that they received from Diebold. Their explanation is that this had to do with the work they were doing with Diebold to make ATM machines accessible. A news account in Wired Magazine, Wired News, said that the money was given in exchange for the National Federation for the Blind dropping their suit. They had a lawsuit against Diebold concerning making ATMs disabled accessible. And in exchange for dropping the suit, the National Federation for the Blind received $1 million. Furthermore, and I would have liked to have asked Jim Dixon about this, he told me that he has received no money from Diebold, and yet there is a report in Wired News and that refers to a New York Times report that says Jim Dixon's organization, American Association for Disabled People, AAPD, did in fact receive $26,000 from Diebold. This kind of irks me, because I know Jim Dixon is going around the country testifying in favor of Diebold machines and saying that he doesn't want paper ballots because they can't be verified by blind folks. You spoke to that a little bit, David Dixon, but what do you think? Putting aside the connections to Diebold, doesn't Jim Dixon really, you know, have a point that he, you know, that these machines are better counted, that they can count better than paper, and that as a blind person, it's an insult to have to bring someone into the booth with you to verify your vote?
Well, you hit it right on the head there, Brad. I've always said this: follow the money. And to me, I always said, you know, it does not pass the smell test. It kind of stinks.
So, with
the Automark, or even with the Diebold, if they had put the Diebold machines in with a little training, a person can walk in there without any assistance and vote. But with the Automark, you have the paper ballot that backs up what you want to vote, and you don't need any assistance in there. You don't have to have a representative from each party in there with you. Because it's on tape, you put the headphones on, you pick up the little control box, and especially like the Automark, it's a lot easier. I think the Diebold has 9 keys, the Automark has 5, and they're all pointed to which way you want to go. It's pointed up, scroll up. If you push the one that's marked down, it's so easy to use. And then you hit the middle button, and when you want to cast your ballot, so. To me, follow the money, and I always have come up. I've come up with this one particular thing, you know, like President Bush says, "No child left behind." I've changed that around a little bit, and I've started this talk: "No handicap left behind." We want to have all handicaps, and any one of them can go in a booth by themselves, and that gives them the privacy they want. Now, maybe somebody has to take their arm and direct the blind person over to the scanner where they put the paper ballot in. But, you know, they're going to offer training before the election, so there's no reason in the world why we can't do it.
Just so that I'm fair here, has the handicapped, your organization, HAVC, have you or they taken any money contributions from any of the American voting machine companies?
No way in the world. As a matter of fact, at one time, I think AAPD wanted to talk to me about a paid full-time position handling their area, the Florida part of their AAPD. I will not be bought. Nobody in HAVOC, H-A-V-O-C, Handicapped Adults of Volusia County. And I explicitly say, no way have we accepted any money, and we will not.
Keep up the good work, David Dixon, of the president of Handicapped Adults of Volusia County. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today. If the NFB wants to take up my offer to come on and talk about it, I'd love to have them, and we'll keep an eye on the situation down there in Volusia. Thanks very much, David Dixon.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much. And if they want to come on, I would like to come on and be with them also. For people who don't know, Volusia County encloses Daytona Beach, so they know where we're at.
It's an open invitation to you, David. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to be back after this break with Raw Stories' own Larissa Alexandrovna to talk about Lord knows what. This is Brad on The Brad Show via Raw Radio.
Raw Radio. Radio. Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans losing their hair, chances are you've heard of Avacor. You've heard that Avacor has helped thousands of people just like you successfully regrow their hair. So why haven't you called? We know there's a lot of confusing information about treatments for baldness, but you can be assured that Avacor really works. We're permitted to say that on the air because our clinical studies and claims of success have been independently reviewed and proven true. That's right. Avacor is a proven three-step system that helps people regrow their hair every day, even people that started losing their hair years ago. We also understand that choosing the correct treatment for hair loss is an important decision. Avacor makes it easy. Avacor comes with a one-year money-back guarantee. Think about it. We can help you.
To order Avacor, call 800-724-8491. That's 800-724-8491. Avacor. Call 800-724-8491.
The future of radio. The IBC Radio Network.
You need advertising. Without it, no one will hear about your business. Radio is the way to go. Advertising on radio is much more affordable than newspapers, magazines, or television. Advertise your website, product, or service to intelligent, savvy, and moneyed listeners of a 24/7 talk radio network. The IBC Radio Network is the way to go. For more information, call 509-466-3413. That's 509-466-3413. The IBC Radio Network, the future of radio.
The IBC Radio Network, making its way to your hometown.
It's no secret that the trick to making big money on Wall Street is finding out about a company and pre-positioning yourself before it gets discovered. Check out Viper Networks Incorporated, ticker symbol VPER. Viper Networks is a diversified technology development company that markets innovative products and services. Viper is becoming widely known for its V-Phone, a revolutionary product for making telephone calls over the internet. With the V-Phone, you can make crystal clear international and long-distance calls for the price of a local call. Computer-to-computer calls cost only a penny per minute. V-Phone connects easily to any personal computer with simple plug-and-play technology. As with all investments, you should consult with a financial advisor before getting involved. This announcement is paid for by VPER and is not a solicitation to buy or sell securities. You could lose some or all of your money. You could make money, too. Learn all about Viper Networks by visiting their website at www.vipernetworks.com. That's www.vipernetworks.com.
Is your name written in the Bible code? Is your past, present, and future encoded in ancient scriptures? Find the answers with Code Finder Millennium Edition Bible Code Software. Discover for yourself the enigmatic phenomenon that is the Bible code. Visit our website now and gain instant access to the world's number one ranked Bible code software, Code Finder, used by thousands of researchers worldwide. Find us at www.codefinder.us. That's www.codefinder.us.
If you think that ghosts just don't exist, think again.
Ghosts have been captured in photographs, on audio tapes, and even in film. Yes, ghosts do exist at www.reneesghosts.com.
The Future of Radio, the IBC Radio Network.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be held in this
talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Lily was a princess. She was basking in presents as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs. With men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere.
It certainly wouldn't be the first time that the CIA might have been overzealous in sort of maintaining the kind of top secret definition on things longer than they needed to.
Let me just interrupt here. Are you saying that the CIA took this too seriously?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I think often the CIA classifies things as top secret that really don't need to be top secret.
In the USSR, that can only mean one thing. We've got our Rusky friend from RawStory.com, Larissa Alexandrovna. She's going to be with us here in just a second. What you know, I want to mention real quickly about that last segment with David Dixon. Jim Dixon, who has been making testimony at the Baker Carter Commission and other places around the country, here's what's going on. They invite Jim Dixon out, and they say, look, here is a blind guy, and he doesn't want us to have paper ballots. And they essentially use that to support these counties that want to bring in Diebold machines. And remember, the National Federation for the Blind received $1 million from Diebold, and we believe Mr. Dixon's organization received $26,000. Now, of course, Mr. Dixon is welcome to his point of view and should give testimony at such places. But David Dixon, the other Dixon, should also be invited to these sorts of hearings. And, you know, instead of just one outspoken guy, we ought to have more points of view. So I hope that folks, counties out there who are listening, who are considering new voting machines, will consider flying out David Dixon to give his opinion. Another blind gentleman who might be able to give you a different point of view. All right, this portion of the Brad Show is made possible in part by our friends at HereticInc.com. When it comes to the world of political T-shirts, you'll find there's not a lot of variety out there. There's the anti-Bush apparel or cheap T-shirts emblazoned with Che Guevara for yuppies. But Heretic is a political T-shirt company that does things a little bit differently, and thus in less than eight months, they've become the fastest growing T-shirt company on the internet. And in fact, they were the ones who made and sold our famous Brad blog, T-shirts, and if you don't have one, you should go get one. Where others thoughtlessly throw up images of Che, Heretic's first design was Che's face with the words, Suburban White Kids Unite, beneath it. And at HereticInc.com, there are now over 30 T-shirt designs to choose from, covering an array of social and political issues. Beyond simply making shirts for consumption, Heretic's key to success has been its desire to give back to its core supporters. The company has sponsored groups ranging from the Alternative Fuel Source Project BioBus to independent newspapers to, of course, bradblog.com. And the newest project Heretic has taken on is making shirts for blogs like TrueBlueLiberal.com, our friends, and Raw Story to help raise money for this up-and-coming media. So if you're interested in purchasing shirts or have a group interested in assistance from Heretic, check out HereticInc.com. That's HERTICINC.com for all the details. All right, give us a call if you want to ask a question of the lovely Larissa Alexandrovna. Our phone number is 323-650-1286. Now's your chance, Larissa fans. Larissa Alexandrovna, our friend, is the deputy managing editor of RawStory.com and one intrepid investigative reporter who has broken major stories from the election fraud beat to congressional corruption, and most recently, she has been instrumental in unearthing and validating new Downing Street documents here in America. And this is Downing Street Day, third anniversary. Those Downing Street documents, of course, document the Bush administration's rush to war in Iraq with the use of fixed intelligence and facts to make their case to Congress and the American people. Larissa has done a great job of getting out a lot of new documents in that ongoing, exciting series. Her work is sourced in ever more and more major publications and media outlets in the United States and around the world. We're also happy to call her our friend. Welcome back to the Brad Show, Larissa.
Hi, Brad.
Hi, Larissa.
It figures my part of the show would be sponsored by Heretic.
Well, of course. At least it wasn't sponsored by Diebold.
Well, I think they should make a T-shirt, a Larissa T-shirt.
You do?
Yeah.
Larissa, you have a blog? You're actually blogging over at HuffingtonPost.com, aren't you?
Yeah, I am blogging there, but, I mean, they can sell it at Raw.
You know what? Michael Draper, give him a call at HereticInc.com. They're awesome. And
Michael, if you're listening, make a Larissa T-shirt.
Okay. A Larissa T-shirt is on the way.
A Cupid doll, yeah.
All right. It's the third anniversary of that original Downing Street document, and of course we're going to have Maxine Waters on a little bit later, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, to talk about that, and Tony Truppiano, who was out at the event, John Conyers event in Detroit. So why don't we pick your brain on a couple of the other stories that are breaking these days? I know you had some thoughts on the latest stuff coming out of Gitmo. You want to talk about that, Larissa?
You mean lack thereof, yeah.
What? Yeah, what?
Actually, this is really disturbing. As you know, the ACLU had filed a Freedom of Information Act suit for the photographs and videos. This batch that they were looking into.
Bill O'Reilly said the ACLU is a terrorist organization. Is that the one you're talking about? That same
right,
ACLU?
Right, right.
Okay.
Since they're protecting the Bill of Rights.
So yeah.
I assume the Bill of Rights is a terrorist manifesto of some sort.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear. Okay.
You're right, exactly. So they filed a FOIA, and the State Department, the Department of Defense was supposed to release the, under a court order, release all of this evidence on Friday. And at the 11th hour, they suddenly claimed that the photos and videos, and I kid you not, quote unquote, could result in harm to individuals. So
Wait a minute. Releasing these videos and these photographs would cause harm. In what way are they suggesting?
Well, that's an interesting question. The government basically argues that it's not going to tell us now, or rather the ACLU. It'll tell them and the court later in a memo and in three declarations.
So they haven't said what harm, they just said
right,
it will
or
cause
what
harm.
Individuals, exactly. And they will file the memo and the three declarations under seal. And as part of the filing, the government, the reasons they give for all of this, for both the filing and the reason in terms of why they want everything redacted, will be only in small part released to the public eventually, but the evidence will never be released.
Are these the photos and videos that I believe Donald Rumsfeld referred to in one of the hearings after the original Abu Ghraib photos came out, that he said he's seen the other photos and videos and they are worse, much worse? Are these the photos and videos we're talking about?
These are, this is what Cy Hirsch saw. And yes, this is where...
Seymour Hirsch of the New Yorker has been reporting
exactly
on this. Yeah.
And as you know, he was very disturbed by what he had seen. And yes, it's the rape of the kids there. And I know we're not supposed to have kids there, but we do. And the women. And this isn't just Gitmo. This is kind of our little concentration camps around the world.
So does Cy Hirsch say he saw these photographs of children and women being raped at Gitmo?
He saw a video of boys, or a boy, I have to go back and read this again, but being raped, yes. And he said the most disturbing element was the screaming of the child.
And that's from, I'm sorry, Abu Ghraib or Gitmo?
I believe that's Gitmo. At Abu Ghraib, however, my understanding is that they have, you know, children as young as 8 or 6, girls, boys. I'm not sure what kind of reason could be given for A, doing this, and B, then suppressing this.
Well, I could.
Suppressing. Well, yeah. It could harm the individuals doing it, right?
Well, let me ask, devil's advocate here. Would this not bring additional harm to our troops if, you know, word got out about what they're doing?
Well, that's like saying, you know, like during, and I'm certainly not comparing this to the Holocaust, but that's like saying, well, wouldn't that bring harm to, you know, the morale of the war? And if they saw all these atrocities, people piled up, they would, you know, it would be morally, you know, damaging. And I don't know, it's a ridiculous argument.
Well, you're,
No, actually, you know what's putting our troops into harm's way is doing this, not reporting this.
Yeah, well, I would tend to agree. If we didn't do it in the first place, we wouldn't have anything to worry about.
They're eating lemon chicken, so
yes.
There's nothing to worry about.
No, everything's fine. They have a great menu.
I mean, it's so disturbing.
Club Gitmo T-shirts. Have you gotten your Club Gitmo T-shirts?
Oh, my God, no. I saw that, and it blew my mind. And I really think Rush Limbaugh needs to go down there.
Yeah.
And get the special treatment.
Well, the special Gitmo treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
With the electrodes and everything. Yeah. And then we'll see what kind of T-shirt he'll put on.
Yeah, well, and I've seen, I don't know if they're the photos that are not, oh, well, obviously they're not the photos that are being held back right now, but I've seen some pretty troubling photographs coming out of Gitmo. I guess Rush didn't see those, or he doesn't give a damn.
Right, and the people I've talked to have talked about other, you know, very disturbing images of, you know, and this, I mean, this evokes, you know, in my opinion, a concentration camps where they've, there's photos of people cut up into little pieces, piled up, body parts, not skeletal parts, but body parts. Now, you explain to me what reason anybody would have for, A, cutting people up and then photographing that.
I have to keep myself from making a joke here.
Don't make a joke,
okay.
Because I will swear. And then
You'll swear? You'll swear at me?
No, I'm just
on
so
air?
Angry about this that I can't talk about it. I have to kind of stay within the parameters or I'll start swearing.
All right. We're going to get, let's see if we can help Larissa start swearing after this brief commercial break with our last few minutes with Larissa Alexandrovna of RawStory.com. Our friend, we love her. We love her lots. All right, we're going to be back with her very shortly, and because I want to ask you, I know you've got some pretty strong opinions about what's going on right now in this Karl Rove affair and in this government of ours or theirs or whoever government this is. So we're going to ask Larissa about that, see if we can cause her some more trouble. And then Jim Marchakowski is coming up in the next hour. You're listening to Brad Friedman on The Brad Show via Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
Raw Radio. Radio. Radio.
Paul Booth, Ed Balkley, John Carpenter, Kevin Clement, Roger Corman, Don Coscarelli, Wes Craven, Guillermo del Toro, Mick Garris, Lou Gentili, Stuart Gordon, Sid Haig, Toby Hooper, Lloyd Kaufman, Alfredo Leon, Lucky McKee, Robert Parigi, George Romero, Eli Roth, Tom Savini, David J. Scal, Mike Varani, Joe Wolf, Rob Zombie. These are the people on the Creative Advisory Board of the Horror Channel. Are you a horror fan? Coming soon, the only 24-hour cable and satellite network dedicated to horror fans around the world. For more information, visit their website at www.horrorchannel.com. That's www.horrorchannel.com. Please call your local cable and satellite providers and tell them that you want the Horror Channel. Make sure they log your call.
Are you looking for a long-term, high-growth investment? Are you sick of the here-today-and-gone-tomorrow companies and stock prices that collapse to zero? Just as in life itself, there are no guarantees on Wall Street, but high-risk investors should check out International Broadcasting Corporation, trading on the over-the-counter bulletin board, stock symbol IBCS. IBCS is focused upon building successful publishing, broadcasting, and media ventures. IBCS is the parent company of the IBC Radio Network, a 24/7 satellite-distributed, all talk radio service. In a little over 2 years, IBC Radio Network has been transformed from an obscure radio service carrying shows found elsewhere into a talk network providing exclusive original material. Shows like Stock Talk Live, believed to be the very first fully interactive 7-hour long business radio talk show focused exclusively on penny stocks. Another hugely popular show is The Lou Gentili Show, paranormal talk radio at its finest. Lou Gentili is not just a talk show host, but a real paranormal investigator. For a conservative political talk show, check out Talk Show America. Each weekday, host JR interacts with his listeners to bring you a unique talk show experience not found anywhere else. Everyone knows the key to success on Wall Street is finding opportunities before they get discovered by the general population. IBCS has recently experienced phenomenal growth and may be on the verge of being discovered. The company is on a mission to make itself a household name. So if you're a high-risk, high-reward investor, we recommend that you take a look at International Broadcasting Corporation. Stock symbol IBCS. For more information, visit the website at www.ibcrn.com. That's ibcrn.com. Remember, the stock market is risky and you could lose some or all of your money. You could make money too. This message is not a solicitation to buy or sell securities. You should never make risky investments without the consultation of a professional investment advisor. This message is paid for by International Broadcasting Corporation, a publicly traded company, stock symbol IBCS.
The IBC Radio Network, making its way to your hometown.
The Lou Gentili Show is a progressive radio talk show that includes paranormal, alternative, unusual, and other than mainstream topics. Hi, this is Lou Gentili. Join me Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the IBC Radio Network, where we explore ghosts, UFOs, unexplained phenomena, and the paranormal. Check out our website, www.lougentili.com. The Lou Gentili Show, paranormal talk radio with an edge.
The IBC Radio Network, making its way to your hometown.
Life Enthusiast Co-op offers anti-aging and age reversal supplements that help rejuvenate and enrich your body. You can learn more about these products by calling 1-866-543-3388.
The Future of Radio, the IBC Radio Network.
From RawStory.com here on the Brad Show, our last few minutes with the lovely Larissa. Hey, Larissa.
Hey, Brad. I have to edit myself for a second.
Okay.
It was Abu Ghraib that the footage that he saw was from.
The
Hirsch, rather.
Of the young boy being raped.
Yes.
Okay.
Boys. Yes.
Well, thank you for straightening the record, although in this country, I need to remind you, when you make a mistake, you're not supposed to admit it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But, you know, the policies extend to Gitmo, and UNICEF and others have stated that much of the same is going on there. So,
are you sure it wasn't just a few bad apples at Abu Ghraib?
Right, a few bad apples scattered across the earth, operating in tandem. Yeah, you're right.
That's all it was. Yes, operating in tandem, doing the exact same things on the other side of the globe by a complete accident. All right, we have just a few more minutes with Larissa Alexandrovna, so if you want to talk to her, you have to call in quick, 323-650-1286. Let me see if I can fly through a couple of things on the blog. All right, we talked about getting you in trouble here. Valley Girl asks, does Larissa think the London bombings were terrorist attacks or an inside job, or what?
Well, I don't know what to make of them. I'm a little concerned that the media here had the information of who did it, how it happened, and, you know, certainly the missing time frame of each bombing, where we had here, they were 25 minutes apart. Over there, they hadn't even figured out what was going on yet. So that's certainly disturbing. But having said that, I don't think there's enough evidence to say it was an inside job at this point. If that's what people are looking for me to say, I can't say it.
Don't know what they're looking for. Just
tossing it out there.
Trying
right,
to get you into trouble. All right. Let's see. John Bolton, and this is something that, off the record, I'll just say this to you here, that you mentioned John Bolton weeks ago to me concerning the Karl Rove leak.
Right, and months ago, even.
Yep. And that story in the Washington Note yesterday and other places says John Bolton was a regular source for Judith Miller.
Right.
You think old John Bolton had anything to do with this outing of Valerie Plame?
No question. And that's precisely why The Intercept, his nomination was stopped because of The Intercept. And I think you'll see, if The Intercepts ever are made public, that he was trying to confirm her identity abroad. Because she was a NOC, which is, you know, a very highly kind of covert, more so than your, you know, typical covert agent.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with Jim Marcinkowski, actually.
I'll just skip right over.
In the next, well, yeah, so we don't care what you have to say, unless
right,
you were
exactly
in the CIA.
Right,
like Jim Marcinkowski were. Of course, if you were in the CIA, and if you are a NOC, you couldn't tell us if you were, could you?
No. And if I did, I'd have to kill you.
You wish. All right, let's see. Let's see, what do I got? Oh, man, never enough time, so I'll give you less than a minute here. I know you got some great sources, and of course I intend to subpoena you for all of them someday soon, but what else can what can we look forward to in the next week for breaking news? Give it to us in 30 seconds, the entire week ahead of us.
Oh, well, the news changes every day. Okay. Breaking news. Let's see. More probably Roe of Libby and Bolton.
Yeah.
I think that's going to come out more. And I think we're going to start to see the Afghan clash, the civil war that's brewing there, really start to seep into the media here, especially the recruitment of children, because the Taliban is running out of adults. Soldiers.
We love you, Larissa. Thanks. You rock. We got to go. Jim.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jim Marcinkowski next. You're listening to Raw Radio. This is the Brad Show.
Raw Radio.